Increasingly, more and more men are giving up. Giving up on relationships, careers, and society as a whole. Resentment is growing, unemployment is becoming rampant, and keeping your head above water seems almost impossible for many men today. This is leading to more men than ever dropping out of society entirely. And it's not just that. Men are becoming infantilized. With terms like adulting now becoming normal, it's clear that something ugly is happening that needs to be addressed. We live in such a strained, unnatural environment that is bound to start to wear on society. But men in particular are battling to keep up and are slowly giving up. Giving up on dreams, giving up on trying, and giving up on doing anything constructive. And for a large part, it's really not their fault. As this trend isn't just a personal struggle, but a societal issue that we must urgently address. So why is this happening? And why has it gotten so bad in 2024? On the surface, it's a long and complicated story. Life has never been simple for any human, and objectively speaking, for men in the West today, it's never been better. We have all the technology we need, food delivered to your door with the tap of a finger, dating readily available to anyone with a simple swipe. Any products, items, or experiences that you want can be had with the tap of your phone. But over time, all of these comforts of life destroys the importance and necessity of struggle, without any value placed on higher goals. Where there just is no reason to care, means there's no reason for people to properly live or have the will to achieve greatness. Which is probably why 40% of young men aged 18 to 45 meet the criteria for depression, and 49% of 18 to 23 year olds have had a thought of passing themselves in the past 2 weeks alone. And we're seeing the symptoms of this problem everywhere. The sapping away of our vision and ambition permeates in all aspects of modern society today. Our culture, architecture, relationships, bodies, and minds. Past civilizations before us have always placed their emphasis on beauty, wisdom, and logic for all the population to see, with great town squares, bustling with art, life, and community. These things were placed above all else as the bedrock of their societies, laying out a code of honor and struggle in its people to achieve greatness. Comforts were shown in art and culture, but as an aspiration for achieving something great. For following your mastery. But today our cities are mostly devoid of all of this character, and instead they're marked out by the most cost-efficient, bland, and sterile designs to facilitate a simpler, self-motivated purpose. It's why people flock all over the world to a handful of remaining cities that retain their centuries-old charm to feel and experience the character of bygone societies that were motivated by higher ideals. Ideals greater than our modern two-dimensional ways of thinking. With a prioritization of comfort, lust and opulence, and flashy materialism over individual excellence and greater community, we're now reeling in the aftermath, becoming instead a generation of mandated mediocrity. And does this explain why men today seem to struggle more than ever while seemingly having more than ever? America in particular is not actually in a recession. In fact, on paper, the economy looks like the best it's been in a while. Unemployment has dropped, GDP is up, but what the people are actually experiencing is a completely different story. We can see this in a study by the University of Michigan on consumer sentiments, which gathers data based on how consumers feel about the current state of finances. In 2022, it dropped to an all-time low. Prices of our average daily needs like gas and food have increased in unbearable percentages. In contrast, salary increases do not match, putting a high strain on budgets.
Inflation is showing no signs of slowing down as Americans pay over $1,000 a month more on the same essentials we were buying 3 years ago. Nothing's changed but price. The latest consumer price index for March showing basic necessities like our food, housing, and gas are all continuing to cripple Americans' wallets with higher prices.
Our wages are actually down against inflation since Biden took office. So not only are prices soaring, but you know, our wages, at least if you measure hourly wages, are not keeping up at all.
Keeping your head above water has become the new normal instead of owning a home with a white picket fence. The rich are becoming richer and the poor are becoming poorer, with the middle class disintegrating completely. All the knowledge of the past of just going to college, getting a job, and buying a home immediately is just completely irrelevant for anyone working and living in 2024. The universities have skyrocketed in prices to absurd levels. The housing market is in a complete giant bubble. Everyone's sending out job applications more and more, all while using these automated testing systems, applying up to 100 jobs a day, and still not getting anywhere. All the while major companies repeatedly tell us that they can't find any workers for their companies. And the results of this are clear. People are drifting towards more unfulfilling jobs, or just not even having a job at all. While the rich buy up resources, real estate, and everything that used to be the cornerstones of the middle class, that is now just an investment hidden through an offshore bank account for some giant investment fund.
Basically, what they want to do is create a nation of renters. BlackRock coming in and giving them more money than the house is worth.
How much more did it give them?
they can give them, you know, 30% above.
Really?
Which is money.
And then they just lease those homes out.
And they lease them out. It's part of this idea that home ownership and automobile ownership and all of these things, these legacy systems that people want to get rid of. And they go, rent a house, use Uber, Lyft, whatever. You know, you don't need to own. What does owning do for you? That's that famous article, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Right.
And because of this, all saving plans for regular people are halted because living paycheck to paycheck means there just isn't enough for a savings plan. And whilst there is still some hope to dig your way out, for most, this does begin a damaged path. People end up working in a job that's not in their field, something that they hate to do every day, and eliminates the experience they need for the job in their field. And so even the experience they are getting is just completely useless for getting back on track. In effect, their now entry-level position is further deviating them from becoming lawyers, psychologists, or whichever career path they studied for. And if the middle class is experiencing this, then the lower earners are feeling this even more. The jobs they once had a chance of landing now go to the middle class, while they get hit a bump lower, which is putting millions of people in dire straits. They face working twice as hard for minimum wage, juggling between jobs, partaking in the gig economy with absolutely no security, all with an extreme pressure to keep up with daily expenses in a completely overpriced megacity. And the truth is, both middle and lower earners are now taking a huge hit to their egos. They feel disrespected through no fault of their own, as no man wants to feel like a failure. They don't want to feel like they're not providing or on their destiny. Imagine putting in the hours and effort to get a degree and then having to take a job that's not even within the field you studied for. Well, this is just regular life for most people nowadays. It's making men feel incredibly depressed and isolated. They watch all this stuff on social media, they see people flexing the Rolexes on their Instagram stories. Meanwhile, they're struggling to survive, living a life they absolutely hate. And when friends and family ask about it, they suffer the humiliation of explaining why they had to take what was available. Even though it isn't humiliating at all, and they're doing what they can to survive, it definitely takes a huge effect on their mental health. Especially as it wasn't that long ago, where it was actually normal to enter the workforce with a mentor who would show you the ropes and encourage you and push you to learn more. Starting at the bottom didn't seem so bad because there was an opportunity to grow and reap more rewards, but this imperative step is slowly slipping away. Companies of prestige have forgotten the generation with no experience, and for many companies, this is what they want. This is actually the ideal scenario, where they have people so desperate, so in need of experience, that they can treat their workers like absolute trash. Since the 1980s, testosterone levels have dropped more than 50%, and yet we're told to ignore it. Why? Because there's a coordinated effort to suppress masculinity and turn men into something they were never meant to be. This decline is no accident. We're constantly exposed to harmful chemicals in our food and everyday products, bombarded with estrogenic chemicals from plastics, junk food, and sedentary lifestyles, which is why testosterone levels have been declining for decades, with a 17% drop among 60-year-olds in 2004 compared to 1987. Sperm count and strength in men are also decreasing exponentially, with a 32.5% decrease in mean sperm concentration in the last 50 years. But here's the good news, there are ways to fight back. And one of the most effective solutions that I've found is our sponsor Black Forest's Turkesterone with Tonkat Ali. This supplement is packed with two of the most powerful natural testosterone boosters available. Turkesterone is a natural anabolic compound that helps increase muscle growth, boost recovery, and support higher testosterone levels. Tonkat Ali, used for centuries, helps raise testosterone, reduce stress, and improve overall vitality. I've been using Black Forest's Turkesterone and Tonkat Ali, and I've noticed a huge improvement in my energy, strength, and focus. It's like getting back the edge that modern life was just draining away. Right now, Black Forest is offering a buy two, get one free deal on this limited edition product, and once it's gone for good. I can personally vouch for its effectiveness. It's had a huge difference in my energy levels, strength, sleep, and overall well-being. And by supporting our sponsors, you also support us directly. So hurry and take advantage of this amazing 48-hour promo and support me alongside this amazing brand using the link in the description below. The cost of having a job also plays a part in stripping them of their dignity. Transport costs to their job, depending on the amount, could take a huge chunk of their salary, so that at the end of the day, they can only pay for rent or food and not both. A government grant could replace their salaries, and they earn more or less the same amount.
What's also helping to pay the bills is, as I said, the U.S. government, in particular, our disability programs for people who are unable to work. Those programs seem to have morphed away from their original humane intention and now seem to provide an alternative income source to regular employment for several millions, for actually for millions and millions of these guys.
If a job doesn't support your basic needs of a home, food, and transport, it wears thin in justifying the effort for this job, especially if you're not getting any experience. And in most cases, if you go into the gig economy, absolutely no security either. All for minimum wage. There's even a new term called quietly quitting, where you do the bare minimum of your job to the point that you're almost rendered useless and you get fired or simply quit. The fact that this term even exists shows that attention is desperately needed to solve this problem. And while this is happening, it's becoming more and more common for both partners in a household to be living the same life, or even with most males' partners actually being the breadwinner. And whilst this isn't necessarily a problem at all, it is leading to some weird modern problems in the household. Men with families are actually switching their roles with their wives, except they're not actually doing what their wives would do if they were to stay at home.
When you look at what I guess in Britain is called NEET, N-E-E-T, do you say that also in Australia, neither employed nor in education or training? When you look at that huge group of well over 6 million prime age men, the story they're telling about their lives is pretty devastating. It's pretty distressing. They basically don't do civil society. There's almost no worship, almost no volunteering, almost no charitable work. They've got a lot of time on their hands, but they report doing strangely little help around the home or help with other people at home.
Because of the situation, some men may feel a sense of worthlessness and resentment. Some men might take an hour to clean up the house and fetch the kids, but the rest of the day they sleep or play games. In some cases, the wives work and then come home to finish the chores their husbands were meant to do but didn't. And whilst this might cause huge marriage problems, it still feels better off to the husbands. If asked what they do for a living, saying they're on a break or working on a project beats the humiliation of saying they work in McDonald's with a useless degree on their back. Men without families have nothing to lose, so they stop working because no woman would even want them anyway. They can't afford to date, they can't afford a family, and since their own families are supportive, it somehow justifies them giving up and staying at home, rather than facing these societal problems head on, with prices rising, getting hired becoming harder and harder by the day, and inequality becoming rampant within society. Most men are just deciding to give up, because instead of facing the hardships of having a job, it just seems so much easier to escape, whether it be Tamily being online, playing video games all day, or hiding behind doing chores at home to show they still have a purpose and are doing their best. The point being that for many men in 2024, if they're gonna be disrespected and feel worthless, they may as well choose the easy way out than a battle. If respect had a currency on how it would affect your life directly, you would see a different picture. A man with a job with high pressure, long hours, and doing something that makes him feel degraded would be worth, say, $100, but staying at home, playing games, and escaping, all while being with the people he loves, is probably worth $200 because of how it affects him. This explains why more and more men are deciding to drop out of society rather than face it head on, as it just seems to be the easier path. If it's a choice between two paths, one that offers little satisfaction while the other provides comfort, it's easy to see why men are going this route. But the thing is, this is a terrible mistake, and this is creating problems that we've never seen before. If there is no emphasis or any facilitation of the need to aspire to something greater and the game seems rigged to most who are playing it, it's hardly a surprise record numbers of men are dropping out and giving up on the game entirely. The problem is that there's a huge group of men, roughly about 7 million in America between the ages of 25 and 55, who are not working and are actively not looking for work. Now, COVID certainly had a hand in accelerating these figures. One question posed to these dropouts was how many of these men were on pain medication, and almost half of these men admitted to taking pain medication daily. And aside from those who desperately need it, these figures could indicate that men are aimlessly numbing themselves to their new reality. And this is great for society, as people don't have to deal with this huge problem. And what's even more shocking is that 40% of these men do have some kind of degree.
What sort of men are in this group? Demographically, education, family structure, ethnicity, who makes up this group?
Surprisingly large, representation of guys with college or even college degrees. 40% of this group has at least some college, and as I recall, about a fifth or a sixth are college grads.
The decision to be in this state is closely related to changing times. We've already discussed the effects of brain rot in another upload, which disabled problem solving in Generation Z and has already presented problems in finding jobs. They are quick to quit at the first difficult task and move on to find something else, but what happens when options run dry and they find themselves simply stuck in limbo? Giving up seems to be the next step, and accepting that is easy when they're discouraged by the situation. Working off of surveys, the data compiled indicates that these men are not only not working, but they're cutting themselves off from their communities, or there's no incentivization for them to even have any community in the first place. They're hiding out because going out would mean meeting new people who might oppose their lifestyles. It makes it uncomfortable. Why leave when you can just aimlessly watch brain rot content and numb yourself with weed or pain medication and stay inside, in the warm comfort of home? and any sexual needs you have can be satisfied with pixels on a screen. This lifestyle is increasingly becoming more and more normal for men in the West. But what's important to note is that men don't want to be this way. It's a horrible lifestyle, it's depressing, it's atomizing. What this really is just a coping mechanism or a form of self-defense against a society that's becoming increasingly hostile to these men. Up until recently, the problem has been invisible. These figures weren't shown in any statistics or surveys because they slipped through the cracks until very recently. So why did they slip through the cracks? Well, it's easy to see. They simply don't fit the victim criteria. Some have degrees, they're in the prime of their lives, and it was their choice to quit. It's easily overlooked and only comes to light as the numbers rise. Nicholas Upstart wrote a book called Men Without Work, and has since exposed and addressed the problems in his book. He says he is trained to look for hidden and plain sight problems, which is how he stumbled upon this issue. You see, these men are not causing trouble, at least for now, and they don't seem to be drawing any attention to themselves. On the contrary, they keep to themselves. So surveys and statistics just don't include them at all. They don't even register on the scale, and people in society think this is a joke issue. And it's also reasonable to conclude that some of these men may work, but in the underground economy. Work like formal cash jobs, or even shady legal ways of making money. But of course, this is just a minor portion of these men. We need to address the problem head on. How is the situation getting this bad? These men have completely lost their purpose in life. All of their duty, their hopes, their responsibilities, their own dignity and value, it's being completely decimated at the moment. And we're seeing this with the form of radicalization online, growing hatred and division, and a general apathy towards society as a whole. And the longer this is ignored, the harder it's going to be addressed down the line. More men today than ever feel disconnected, disillusioned, and left behind by a world that seems increasingly indifferent to their struggles. While GDP numbers and employment stats may sound like an easy, good solution on paper, especially to government bureaucracies, it will never really fix the reality of the situation for normal people. The real challenge we face today in the West is to find purpose and meaning again to have any reason to even want to participate and achieve greatness in society. We should focus on creating environments where people can thrive, where beauty, philosophy, and higher noble pursuits are actively encouraged by the cities and countries that we inhabit, which would give millions of men a reason to care again.